Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Yes, Father, we just want to thank you. Lord, we can just come before your throne this morning.
Yes, Father.
Lord, we can surrender, Lord, to you. Lord, we can lay, Lord, our whole lives, Lord, out before us. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to cleanse us and forgive us. Lord, just to touch us.
Yes.
Lord, and minister to us this morning.
Yes.
Lord, do with us, Lord, as you will. Lord, we surrender. Lord, to you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Just before we come to the table of the Lord this morning, you can just be seated for a few minutes. I just want to share with you a few thoughts from the scriptures. And I've noticed over the last few years that there's been a common trend that has emerged, and particularly on the social media platforms, where you read posts or you see things where Christians are pulling down one another. They are saying derogatory things about other people. They are making accusations. What they're actually doing is really on the public platforms, they are assassinating the characters of other Christians, preachers, church leaders, and just individuals. And generally, in most cases, the comments are based on very minor things. Things that we read in the scriptures, maybe that they don't agree with, or they don't hold those lines. Or it's because of the way a scripture has been interpreted. And you'll see there the accusations that these are heretics, they're false prophets, they're not teaching the truth, and all these types of things. Now, whatever the line is, it might be on the line of healing, it might be to do with the gifts of the Spirit, it might be to do with the subject of prosperity, it might be a host of things that these comments are all based on. Now, the scripture does tell us, and I don't want to get into this too much this morning, but it does tell us that false prophets will arise.
Yes.
And we do need to be careful and listen out for what they say. But there was a time a few years ago, I was just praying about this, and you know, I just felt the Lord prompt me in my spirit that yes, false prophets will arise, and you'll know the false prophets, not because they are just teaching something different to what you believe. The false prophets will deny the lordship of Jesus Christ. They will deny the deity of Jesus Christ. They will deny the efficacy or the blood of Jesus will do for you. You know, as we come to this table this morning, we're going to share together in the body, the bread, which represents his body, the cup, which represents the blood. We're going to remember that. We're going to remember what it cost Jesus. But what I want to just go to a scripture in the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 7. Because whenever I see these comments on the social media platforms, rather than being drawn into the conversation or pass my comment or pass my opinion, I actually withdraw from it. I don't want to be on that thread of judgment. Because these verses in Matthew 7 verse 1, it warns us about making judgments on people. And it says here in verse 1, Matthew 7 verse 1, it says, "Judge not, that you be not judged." Judge not that you be not judged. Then it says, "For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye?" Jesus went on to say. He says, "Do not consider the plank in your own eye. Or how can you say to your brother, 'Let me remove the speck from your eye,' and look, a plank is in your own eye?" Then Jesus said these hard words. He says, "Hypocrite." He says, "First remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Now, I don't want to, I'm not trying to bring condemnation this morning, but what we actually see here is Jesus warning us as Christians about passing judgment on other people. He says, before you pass any judgment, he says, you've got to first look at your own life. Look at yourself. Because he says, the measure you're going to use in judgment is the same measure that you are going to be judged with. Paul writes to the Galatian church, a scripture we often hear quoted, but not in this, in this line. Because in Galatians 6, verse 7, it says this, it says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap.
Amen.
That's what Jesus said. The same measure you use, it will be measured back to you. So if we're going to pass judgment on somebody just because they don't agree with what we believe, now, there are differing interpretations in the scriptures on some subjects. There are some things that are black and white, and you cannot deviate from it. The deity of Jesus Christ. The blood sacrifice. The virgin birth. Just a few of them. We cannot deviate from those. They are major doctrines in the scriptures. But all the minor doctrines, the little things. You know, just recently there's been this this thing going around Malta where people have been saying that, you know, the gifts of the Spirit have ended. They've finished with the apostles. You know, if that's the case, then miracles have ceased too. If that's the case, prophecies have finished. There's no healing today if that's the case. Now, I'm not asking you to agree with me, but agree with what God says. Look it up for yourself and find out for yourself. Now, I'm not saying that the people that we read about on social media, yes, they have their faults, they have their flaws, like I do, like you do. We all have our faults, we all have our failings, we all have our flaws. But what this table, what these symbols on the table show us today is that it doesn't matter what our faults, it doesn't matter what our flaws, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, is able to cleanse us. Amen. And make us whole. Amen. Now, talking about those judgments, people will judge. And everybody will, you will see judgment passed. But I want to take you just to a scripture before we go and look at the Lord's Supper this morning. I want to take you to a scripture in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 54, verse 17. Because I want you to see what the scripture says. In Isaiah 54, verse 17, this is the last verse of Isaiah chapter 54. It says these words. It says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Do you know what that implies? That weapons will be formed against you. Yeah. It doesn't say that people or the enemy will not come against you. They may forge their weapons, their spiteful words, their judgments, their criticisms. Those weapons may be formed. But what God says here is they will not prosper. Listen to this next sentence in the script, in the verse. And every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. Wow. So when we are on dangerous territory when we rise up in judgment against another brother or sister, just because
God bless you,
we don't agree with
Lorraine,
what they are believing.
We pray for you.
Because the scripture here gives them the right, and you and me as well, to condemn that judgment. Then it says, this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord.
Amen.
That's your heritage. Amen. That you can condemn that judgment that rises up against you. Amen. That weapon that comes against you. Amen. It will not prosper. Amen. It says, and the scripture says this, it says, and their righteousness
is from me, says the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, talking about judgment, there is only one person we can judge.
Yourself.
Ourselves. That's what Jesus said, didn't he, in Matthew 7? He said, before you go and remove the speck out of your brother's eye, judge yourself. Take the plank from your own. Remove those issues that are in your own life before you pass judgment on someone else. And then actually when you start looking in the mirror and you start looking at yourself, you actually see, well, really, you're just as bad as anybody else.
Yes.
Only for the grace of God. You know, God's grace, God's love, the blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse us. Amen. That's what Paul was saying. He says, he's talking about judging ourselves. In 1 Corinthians 11:28, that chapter which talks about the communion, the Lord's Supper. He says, when we come together, he says, we eat and drink in remembrance of the Lord. But then he goes on in verse 28 of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and he says, let a man examine himself. Let a man judge himself. Let a man put right in his own life those things which are not honoring to God, that are not right before God. And then let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. You know, this place this morning, this table, this Lord's Supper, this is the place for self-examination. This is a place where we can come before the Lord. This is the place where we can be totally honest as with ourselves and before God. It's a place where we can repent of our sin. A place where we can get right with God this morning. But of course, the greatest judgment you can ever make is when you look at your own life and you come to that realization, that judgment, and you say, yes, actually, I need a Savior.
Amen.
I need Jesus to cleanse me. I'm not right before a holy God. We can come. So as we come right now, we're going to come and just partake of this bread and this cup. And let's just examine our hearts. Let's examine our own lives. This morning, if you've never made the Lord your Savior, you've never repented of your sin, it doesn't matter where you are, whether you're in this building, whether you're watching it via the video, whether you're in a hospital room, a prison cell, you're in your house. You can make that decision this morning. I'm just going to pray just before the brothers or the brethren come and service this morning. I'm just going to pray. And I want you to pray along with me. And if you're praying this prayer, I want you to be sincere before the Lord. And the Lord will hear the prayer from your heart. Then you can pray this out loud, or you can pray this from the silence of your heart this morning. But just pray. We've just been singing, I surrender. So I'm going to pray. You pray with me, then we'll say amen. Then the brethren will come and serve us this morning. Lord Jesus, I come before you. I surrender my life to you. I ask you to cleanse me, to forgive me, to wash me clean in your precious blood. This morning I receive your cleansing because I've come in faith. I've come with sincerity of heart. I'm judging myself in line with the cross of Jesus Christ. That you died for me, a sinner. You died to cleanse me. You died to save me. So, Father, I receive you right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
The brethren, please, come forward.
Brethren will come and serve us this morning. Take a piece of bread, take a cup, hold on to it. We'll share together as one body. The worship team are going to lead us. Bless you.
Look the people in the eye and say, God bless you.
Thank you. Bless you.
Withholding nothing.
before we share in the Lord's Supper this morning. For those of you that prayed that prayer, and you prayed that prayer for the very first time, and you've surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus today, I'm going to ask you to do one simple thing. At the end of the service, just want you to come up and see me or Pastor Vince. Just let us know so we can pray for you. We want to welcome you into the kingdom of God this morning. So let's share together, shall we? In Jesus' name today. Let's eat of the bread. Do this in remembrance of Jesus and to honor him. Honor the sacrifice that was made for us. For the purchase and redemption of our sins. So we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. And this cup, this symbol of the precious blood of Jesus, which cleanses us from all sin. Let's drink in remembrance of Jesus.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.